Well, guys, they're at it again. And here we are to make you laugh about how dumb they are. The chickens are coming home to roost.
The woke chickens are coming home to roost. For sure.
When you let those ideas have babies and decide where to live, and then you go visit them, they are absolutely dysfunctional and nobody wants to take ownership of it. We got a lot of great examples of those today. But to start it off with everything, I just have to show you the most recent category of persons that they don't want to be accountable anymore to their behavior or their evil thoughts. Pedophiles. Roll that beautiful bean footage, Tina.
You're allowed to blame the people like that.
What?
Stop it, Diego.
Yeah,
We're going to call them minor attracted persons.
No.
So don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a 5-year-old.
Don't judge people just because they want to have beep with a 5-year-old. That would be immoral for you to do something like that. So I don't now.
So we have a little description, though. It's even better. You'd think that if we're saying that right, we're talking about college students, maybe adults, maybe. English teacher at Franklin High School in El Paso, Texas. So none of the, even the red states, guys, this liberal agenda is everywhere. In the red states, don't think because you move there or you're there now that you're safe from any of this. El Paso, Texas, reportedly instructs students to not judge someone just because they want to have bleep with a 5-year-old. Go ahead. Sorry, there you're going
to
go.
I mean, there's so much to say about this. Well, so let's just dig into what they mean a little bit. Go to that other video real quick.
Yeah, that's right.
Gotcha. All right. Miranda, I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania. And today I want to talk about minor attracted persons. And I want to talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population. You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted persons, sometimes abbreviated to MAPS, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile. And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental, hurtful insult that we hurl at people in order to harm them or slander them. I also prefer person first language that recognizes that any label we might apply to a person is only part of who they are and doesn't represent everything that they are. We are all people first with many different facets or parts of ourselves, and this includes folks who are attracted to minors. So to start with, let's talk about what a minor attracted person is or who they are. This term simply means that the person has an enduring sexual or romantic attraction to minors. They've not chosen this attraction, just as the rest of us have not chosen whatever our attraction is. You don't get to choose to be heterosexual or to be gay or whatever you are. And you don't get to choose to be a minor attracted person. Minor attracted persons.
So let's just jump right into this.
Let's just jump right.
Cause we're going to have to dissect it. So what she's going to eventually say is what all the TED Talks have been saying. And that is that a person who is just merely attracted to a child and who has ongoing romantic or sexual urges towards children or minors does not necessarily mean that that person has acted on those things and therefore should not be called someone who is a pedophile who has committed an act. Okay. So here's the thing. What it's happening is in this, which now at face value, that kind of makes sense. You're like, well, I guess it's true. Like I've wanted to murder people, but I've never done it. So I guess I'm not a murderer. Right. The problem is this. was the second part of what she said, which is you can't fault somebody for what urges that they're having, right? You aren't capable. Look, if you have no choice in whether you want to be gay or not, which I would disagree with, you have no choice in whether you want to be heterosexual or not, which I would disagree with, right? I think, and nobody really knows. Some of it's nature, some of it's nurture, but that doesn't mean that any of it is correct, which is why there is a moral boundary line that Christians believe exists as far as how you're supposed to present yourself, because there is your sexual urges and your sexual fantasies and things like that have to have boundary lines.
Right.
And if you don't draw the boundary lines yourself internally, like, I'll just give an example.
Well, what about
if I'm ever changing one of my daughter's diapers, my brain is literally in a different planet while I'm doing it, because I just, there's not a way for me to ever think of this thing in the way that a man thinks of that thing in other settings. It can't happen. It simply can't. So my brain literally goes, nope, Chinaville. You know, like I'm literally on Mars when I'm like, I'm changing the thing. Why? Because for me to even be like, I can't help but like see it and think, or like, you can't even go there. You can't even go there. You know what I'm saying? And so there is expectations that we have among society where you have to police your own damn thoughts and urges. And if you are incapable of doing it and you have an ongoing urge to romantically be involved with a child, you have to be separated from the things.
But did you see, but this thing that you said, see what you did? You said to yourself, like you said, policed yourself.
Yes.
You're police. And we do. We police ourselves all day. And the thing is that this right here, the acceptance of it, the acceptance of, oh, yeah, we want to be nicer to them. I think that has to do with why people are saying, well, yeah, I guess it's okay that I'm attracted to minors. Yeah.
Right.
Why should I? And like you said, they're getting rid of that self-discipline because society is
saying you can't help it.
This non-judgment.
You're an alcoholic. Just drink, you know, where there's no harm to anyone. Is there a way to get like a little baby robot that you could have sex with? Maybe. Could you do that? You could find animated child. Perhaps. I think that might work better for you. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you are feeding a monster. You, the person allowing yourself to view that, you are feeding a monster. You are becoming more and more depraved. Because let me tell you, it is a matter of time before you go, porn is not enough. Before you go, the sex robot that I got's not enough. And so basically the idea is, can human beings police their own urges or not? And they're saying, we've already established with our gay messaging that we cannot. Sure. And so the only response to that is the conservatives going, actually, you damn well can. And if you don't, we'll police them for you.
Right.
Right. Which is the reason that if I found out that you had, if I saw you looking at my daughter one time in a weird way, you would never come to my house again. Period.
Right.
End of the day. Never would happen. If I ever saw you near her after that, we would have more than words.
But see, and the thing is that these leftists want you to be like, oh, no, accept that person. And no, they didn't act on it. So you should be accepted and understanding of their way of life or whatever. Because they're trying to get rid of it like right. It's not a disorder of sorts. It's like, no, we should be judging, shaming 100%. Everything.
And there's a connection on the other side where they're trying to say that for a long time, grandparents of certain weird groups or whatever would perform certain acts to babies to get them to calm down when they're screaming and crying. Yes, I've heard professors in colleges talking about why doing sexual things to children has been accepted in some cultures or whatever.
Are you serious?
Yes. And this dude's just like, I don't understand what the big deal is. And I'm just like, okay, I see what you guys are doing. You got the bridge on this side saying kids can decide which gender they are and be sexualized, teach them about masturbation, right, at young ages. And then you've got the other side saying, it's not that weird if some people are attracted to kids. And since they can consent, since children are the age of consent for deciding which gender they are and deciding sexuality, maybe they wouldn't hate when Johnny touches them.
You're right.
By the way, we have 3,000 Johnnies that are funding us all to say this for the last 10 years, and they are itching to get their hands on more kids, and they really worried about you finding about Epstein Island flight log. So we're trying to hurry this whole thing. So that's what I think is happening, and it's encouraging people like this next guy you're going to see. This is going to be your favorite video this month, everybody. Okay. You're not going to have a better video this month. It just gets better. It's literally like a trilogy series where each movie's better than the last.
Yep. Okay.
So they caught this pedophile coming to meet a 13-year-old boy to do stuff with him sexually, to victimize the child, right? But because he can't help the urges, at the end of this, he plays as if he's the victim, mm-hmm. right? Now, we see this a lot when we got these predator catch teams.
Right.
Where they always seem to...
YouTube.
They always seem to kind of, the person who's getting caught tries to turn everything at the end. And so I was trying to help them, mm-hmm. you know, and whatever. But I want you guys to just watch this video because it's very satisfying The chickens are coming home to roost.
Huh? What's happening? Why are you here to meet a 13-year-old boy?
Why are you here to harass me?
Why are you here to meet a 13-year-old boy?
Are you trying to prevent me? No, I'm going to stop.
1, 2, 3, 5. Focus.
I'm
a weirdo?
Yeah.
Why do I have a picture of his soul if I'm a weirdo? Why do I have a picture of his face? Look at it. Why do I have a picture of his face?
I love the lady trying to speak up right now. This lady, it's actually a really artistic thing. This woman who overhears and knows this much about what's happening.
Right.
Doesn't like what the knee-jerk reaction that she sees of like an event happening, and so she polices it because she wants to reduce harm overall,
right.
Like a good liberal snowflake always does.
I was about to say, because it's an Asian guy,
right? Yep. And she lacks the true clarity about how much damage and who's harming who in the big scheme here, right? And she thinks she's being kind, mm-hmm. right? So anyway, just keep playing.
It's literally an analogy to what this is. People, our society, they only see 15-second clips, make all these judgments without getting the full context, and the story is completely like, whoa, I wish I would have known all that. And judges on the 15 seconds, just like that lady just did.
And you're calling me weird? That's funny. Who's weird? The person that's trying to meet up with the 13-year-old boy, or the person that's trying to prevent him? The person that's trying to prevent him, or the person
just
that's
keep
doing it? Exactly. So you should decide who's weird here. You weird piece of.
I love the mockery.
Please do. I'd rather die.
Trying to meet up a little kid.
No!
It just keeps getting better, everybody.
It gets better.
Watch this. This dude's just laying on the floor. Oh, like he's the victim here. He came to bone a 13-year-old.
He's really dramatic.
Get ready.
Calling the police on your dumb.
Biffs it, takes down a whole tree.
It still gets better.
Oh my God, it gets even better. It gets even better. Oh my God. Oh my God. Whoa, hit and run, call the police.
He hits the car.
Call the police. Hit and run, call the police. Call the police.
It gets better.
Call the police! You f***ed up, kid! Call the police! You f***ed up, idiot!
Now this dude's like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to get arrested for being a pedophile, too. So he tries to dip out again.
Call the police! Be careful!
You can't hit and run. And then watch this other bystander.
Just call the police, guys. I got the tags. Call the police. Call the police. Call the police. Call the cops, bro. I got the video. You don't need the video. Just call the cops.
Get him.
Tackle his dumb.
And he gets tackled. What a win of a video. Okay, but on the real, this is a perfect example of what our society is starting to do. They're encouraging one type of behavior. They're saying that you're victims for it. We aren't buying it. Sorry, not going to happen. The chickens come home to roost after a while. What are your thoughts on that, Tina?
My thing is we were talking about this earlier, how they're trying to make more acceptable words to make you, it all starts. You know how the left say words matter. Words matter. You're damn right they matter. And that's what they're doing right now. Instead of saying pedophile, guys, that's just way too, there's such a stigma behind that. Maps. And that's the thing. They only want you to call them maps. They don't even want you to say the whole thing out loud. And even the whole thing out loud is still softer than pedophile.
Right.
Minor attracted persons. So they're trying to soften that. They just did this in New York. The governor, I think, signed this like she was creating some, she did some huge feat. They can't say inmate anymore. They can only say incarcerated person, because inmate is too, it gets on them down too much. You know, it gets to them. It's not good for their emotional state. So let's call them incarcerated persons to respect them more. And that's what they're doing. They're selling it in the sense of respect. Like, oh, we're doing it to respect
you. Everybody deserves dignity. Unless you're a Trump supporter, then you're a fucking Nazi.
Right.
Everything about you is evil. There is no compartmentalization where we know you take care of your mom on the weekends and help the homeless, but since you voted for Trump, everything that you do deserves to be canceled. All of you is evil. Like these, and you know, I don't realize how they don't see that all that's happening is really rich elites are setting the stage to make this entire culture weak, and they're putting ideological chess pieces on the board to get that to happen, and factions of the population are adhering to those ideological chess pieces and don't realize it's happening to them.
I think there are some of the rich that are like trying to manipulate stuff. I think the other part of like maybe a little bit less rich, but still very rich, are like bleeding hearts thinking, oh, I'm helping the world by doing this.
Well, they're the nitrous oxide behind the engine.
Right.
Yeah. They're the primary workload. The woman who thought she was doing good in the grocery store,
she truly thought
she was like, I better mask up and I better stay at home and stay safe and I better encourage my family to do that. Meanwhile, they put locks on all your houses when you're inside. Now you can't get out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like the goal here. Like, you don't realize that that's what they're attempting to do. You don't have to trust me. You don't have to believe that I'm the one coming up with that. They wrote a whole book of how they were going to do it. Mm-hmm. Digga, 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 digga. I didn't pull it out of my asshole and say it. That's what they're saying.
Who wrote that?
Klaus Schwab, the leader of the World Economic Forum, where they talk about the Great Reset and what they're going to have to do in order to be able to do what they want for the rest of the world.
They laugh. They laugh because they're like, look, we're going to even write it.
Yeah, literally the World Economic Forum has the phrase, by 2030, you'll own nothing, you'll have no privacy, and you'll be happy. Right. So here's the thing about that. Owning nothing means that you'll own nothing. Somebody will own it, but it won't be you, right? So that's what you have to realize. They are setting themselves up to be in the significantly better situation. Mm-hmm. And you idiots, along with Disney and all these other groups, have basically been like, how fast do you need us to run, coach? Oh, you want us to make the whole entire Planet Earth series about how terrible humans are and the overpopulation problem? Sure, we'll mention it. Right. David Attenborough. Or whatever, Richard Attenborough.
Right.
Right. Oh, dear. Her departure says it all. You know, and then all of a sudden, humans have come to this place for 14 years. And now, sadly, the ice age that once was is gone. You know, and it's just like humans, humans, humans. It's like, think about the freaking massive amounts of underpopulation. There's a reason that Elon Musk is concerned about population collapse. There's a reason for it. Anyway. Big people are putting really bad ideas.
I knew he likes he wants the opposite.
So like even China,
right now. They had a one child rule.
I remember.
Then they went to a two child rule. Then they went to a three child rule. All the while, their amount of children actually being born has been steadily declining regardless.
Really?
Because it's really hard to get those things back up.
Well, what does Elon Musk say for like the reason why he's like, no, have more babies?
Well, lots of reasons. Number one is like one of the reasons that our stock markets and everything have done so well is just by the sheer number of people that are jumping into the stock market that didn't exist the year before or 10 years before, right?
Gotcha.
So as you've got more and more companies creating more and more goods, there has to be more and more supply and more
people
demand
to buy it. Yeah.
And if there's not, if there's a population collapse, then how are these different companies that have been having growth going to grow?
Right.
You know, so that, I mean, that's part of it to man the thing that we've built so far in the world. But I'm sure he has a million other reasons that he says it, but that's just the one I can think of off the top of my head. Either way.
Yeah.
What's happening is big players are putting very specific ideas into the world and putting billions of dollars and corporations behind them.
Yep.
And it's like a pay to play thing. If you want to, and Nike, if you want to be the company that we promote for this and this and this, then you better be saying this type of woke Marxist ideology stuff in your whatever, or else we're not going to let you pay to play. Right. That's all right. It is.
And no, it's, exactly.
Yeah, so that's what you're not allowed to do the cool thing unless you submit and do this other cool thing, which is why all of the big companies, Procter & Gamble and all these companies that make everything, they're all owned by the same 10 entities, dude.
Yeah.
They're all owned by the same. Your favorite organic whatever soap that you get, right? Even Dr. Myers or Miss Myers or Miss Byers or whatever the flip. My wife uses it.
Miss Myers.
We found out they were bought out by one of the woke companies.
Really?
All of them. Yeah, so you have the illusion of choice. But at the end of the day, they're all going, the banks included, are going to be attempting to shove you into compliance by saying that anything that you don't even have to comply with stuff. What's going to happen is you either agree with their morality or you're dangerous. And their morality includes an entirely new set of beliefs that was never debated or discussed. Like, we're not allowed to judge pedophiles anymore.
Yeah,
right.
We like, have to be calling them. Maps.
Right, like, we have to call them this new thing.
It goes as deep as what you just showed. That lady was a therapist, meaning what most people would consider a higher echelon person, a person we should be looking to for guidance. And she literally gets paid. You pay her to do that. And she's a therapist saying that. Imagine how many others are like that in those positions. It's just, it's too scary.
Yeah, and they've never thought to themselves, have these ideas that I'm espousing with absolute rigidity?
Because
they don't let you bend on it. No, if you don't believe what they believe, you are actually morally inferior.
Yeah.
You are actually evil. It is worse than Islam. It is worse than Islam. Islam, you might get hit some. You might get beat up a little bit. But like, I don't know of any Muslims going after people's businesses and stuff like that besides disagreeing with their beliefs.
Oh, disagreeing.
You know,
with
like
their
Sharia
beliefs.
Law
okay,
is
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
intense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No. They'll chop your head off. Yeah. But at the same time,
if it's not a state
these
law.
People like Antifa would love to chop your head off if you don't agree with them. If you like, right. if you are you seeing what Antifa is showing up to at these child drag shows? They're wearing full blown AR-15 standing in front of child drag shows saying it's family friendly. And so like, I hope you guys understand what I'm saying here.
I see what you're saying.
It is becoming to the point, and it's everywhere, everywhere. And so there is this ideology that you have to either submit to offending.
By force.
Yeah, it is by force. You will believe what we believe, or you will be called extremist and evil.
And pushed out of society,
right,
which
and,
no
and,
one
yeah,
wants.
And we'll push you out to the dredges, to the outskirts.
No one wants to be pushed out. So what are they doing? Oh, they're going along
they
with
do
the soccer moms.
What
are
buffalo
saying,
do.
Oh, yeah.
I walk the way of the buffalo. The path in front of me has already been pushed down by the people in front of me.
Gotcha.
It's an easier motion of traffic.
Yep.
I walk the way of the buffalo. It's sheep. It's that simple.
Yes. No,
I don't want to be controversial. I don't want to be frustrating. I don't want to make anybody mad. And since that is such a high priority,
women.
Because people are stupid, that's a priority. Somehow our culture has determined that comfort above all and politeness is more important than the adherence and the loyalty to the truth. Mm-hmm. Right. So you have this entire thing where we're basically making room for stupidity and allowing for our own demise. It's like, hey, should you let this person you've never met stay in your house? No, but you're not allowed to say that. So you do. And then you catch them on video making a bomb. Are you sure that's the bomb? How big is the bomb? Because if it's just going to be a little bomb in our house, I don't want to say anything because it would be like a really, really, it would create a lot of tension. And
this
they, I'm sure they've been through a really hard time. And like, I'm sure they wouldn't even want to have made
the
bomb.
Let's ask them why they were making it.
Right. Well, let's ask them like what happened in your life that caused you to want to react this way. Was it white supremacy?
This literally happened. Wait a minute. This literally happened. The Boston Marathon kid. Remember? They put him on the front of Rolling Stone. They did an interview with him. They were talking about, and they spoke in the beginning of the paragraph. It spoke of him very adoring. Very like, oh, with his tasseled hair and a very handsome, basically calling him a good-looking young man.
Well, you find the same thing in the Marvel movies. Have you seen them? The newest ones?
Yes.
You find the same thing with females in the Marvel movies. They can do no wrong.
Right. Oh,
they're a villain,
gosh, don't get me started.
Killing people. But and they're like, oh, yes, but what happened? Who displaced their tribe?
Black Widow.
Who displaced their tribe and made them angry so that they wanted to go murder people?
Yes.
You know, and it's just like, exactly. So like the greater understanding of sin, they're redefining what sin is right in front of you. You know what I'm saying? And you're buying it because you're trying to be a good person.
Right.
But being polite and being woke is not the end all be all for morality. There is a higher standard and it's called allegiance to truth, everybody. So anyway.
Sorry.
Chickens came home to roost.
The chicken, no, I was thinking about what you said about it's true. Like the Black Widow movie, like the woman who was murking everyone. It wasn't her fault. A man had her under the spell. But it's like, but what it's doing is training society in the sense that then we're saying women can do no wrong. Women can do no wrong. And we all know that that isn't true. But we're not allowed to say that. We're not allowed to say that out loud. We're not allowed to say that on the news. It's always someone else's fault. It's always a man's fault. Like there can be something done to a child. And if a father does it to him, he is ostracized. He is, that's a bad and blah, blah, blah. A woman could do the same thing to her own child.
Yeah.
And there'll be some, it'll be softened. It'll be delivered very soft if they have to at all.
Right.
They'll try to
avoid
it.
You beat your child to death.
Yes.
The mother had a fit of rage because of the psychological pressure on her. And it resulted in a child death
she's
through
a single
beating
mother. Yes.
Or something.
Yes,
it would definitely be softened. You know, and that's the thing. Our culture has basically been taken over by that group of people. But like, look, we've got a bunch of examples of woke ideas having babies and then the babies turn out to be toxic.
Coming
right?
home to roost.
So we'll show a couple examples. We got Ted Wheeler, right, saying dumb stuff and then seeing the fruit of his action. Tina, why don't you take this one away?
Mayor Ted Wheeler is the mayor of Portland, in case you didn't know.
Change in tune from the mayor today.
The mayor was certainly more assertive today. Police Chief Chuck Lavelle gave a presentation on things we have talked about a lot, the rising crime rate in the city, as well as staffing issues at the police bureau. But it's how the mayor responded is something we have not heard before.
We should stop using the messaging at every turn that the reason we can't help our citizens with basic criminal justice issues is because we don't have the personnel. Bullshit. We got to figure out better ways to address this crisis.
Staffing shortages at the police bureau is an excuse. Okay. Ted Wheeler, no.
That's all I wanted to do. Of course, it's just basically saying.
Okay, now show that 2,000%.
I was about to say, guys don't know. Well, first, I got to show you this before I show the 2,000%. This right here is from 2 years ago.
And that said, I don't know, the days seem to be blending together a little bit. The protesters have defined persistence with no hint of slowing down at this point. In fact, last night they took over the freeway. Haven't seen that in a while. We also got a new police chief, and a couple of hours ago, Mayor Wheeler demonstrated what the words defund the police actually look like in practice.
We propose to redirect over $7 million from the police bureau and $5 million from other city funds directly to communities of color, reinvesting $12 million. We're going to dissolve the gun violence reduction team, the school resource officer program, and the transit specialty units.
So we'll basically stand. That's just him promising you get it. So he did exactly what he promised. He defunded the police, yet you just saw him during that city council meeting. But it's not like this just happened. We're now going to go. That was 2 years ago. Now we're going to move up a little and go back to 1 year ago.
Portland's defunding its police department may have backfired.
Oh, no.
In Oregon, Mayor Ted Wheeler is now asking for $2 million in emergency funding to deal with a surge in gun violence. An op-ed in the Washington Examiner notes that the city's murder rate has increased 2,000%. That is sad. And says, quote, this is what happens when people who are tasked with actually running a city embrace ridiculous ideologies to please activists. I would say that Portland residents deserve better, but this is the leadership they chose for their city, end quote. For more, I want to bring in Kate.
That is basically what is happening. If you guys don't remember, Ted Wheeler was marching in the streets with Antifa. Do you remember that?
No.
Yes, he was marching in the streets. They actually started heckling him when he was at a federal building one time, and like he felt unsafe. They had to get him out of there. But yeah, he marched in the streets with them. He said, yes, we're going to defund the police. And oh, Trump is so bad because he wants law and order and all this good stuff. And yet he did it, and he made good on the promise. But look now. And then also that one with the 2,000% increase, he was asking for $2 million in emergency funding because he had no more police. Yet a year before that, he defunded them. What did you expect was going to happen? What did anyone expect was going to happen? And now he's yelling at his police chief and I would say police commissioner, but he is also the police commissioner. He got rid of the one before because he wasn't happy about what they were doing and he wanted to defund the police. So Ted Wheeler is also a police commissioner along with being the mayor of Portland. So staffing and manning, that's you, homie. That's you. Who are you yelling at? Who is he yelling at? When he said this is, you might as well be yelling at yourself because he's the one that, I mean, he made good on the promise. You defunded the police.
Yeah, you did exactly what you said you were going to do, dog.
And
you
now
did it, and now everything's gone to shit.
Yes.
And you're going, I simply won't accept the da-da-da-da-da. But, bro, you let this stuff run rampant. That's what we're talking about.
They act
These woke ideas are running rampant. And then when they actually have babies and produce fruit, everybody goes, this is so rotten. You must have done something travestily. You know, like, I don't know if that's a word. You must have done something tragically terribly. I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Whatever.
No.
Something.
No, it's true. It's true because, and then everybody, normal people, were screaming at the top of their lungs saying, hey, that's not a good idea. That's going to get worse. And they said, watch us. We're going to show you how amazing our idea is.
Yeah, we're going to show you. We're going to throw millions of dollars into these criminals' hands and hope for the best.
Right.
Trust us.
Police.
Trust us. If we can just give them the leg up, they won't be evil anymore because it's all because the white man kept them down.
Yeah.
So therefore, if we remove the white supremacy patriarchy by putting a white male as the mayor, maybe we'll fix it.
That's true.
It's everything's such a joke, dude. It's all a lie. They're just trying to ruin everything.
But I don't like the way he said it with such passion, as if he, how am I trying to put this? As if he's like, damn it, we have to do something for these people. God, I'm the only one standing up for you. Did you see the way he did it? Very righteously.
I don't take that for an answer.
And he acts like he exactly.
It's like exactly. he was like, I'll deliver the supplies, everybody, for the party. No big deal. The party happens. No supplies is there. And he's like,
damn it.
You're telling me that there's nothing here? This is unacceptable. And I'm not taking, they were too hard worked. I'm not taking that as an answer. You know, and it's just like, somebody get me. And then like the other lady, what's her name? The lady who's doing this.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Joanne Hardesty or whatever.
Hardesty.
She's been the one high-fiving him on all the dumb shit that he's done.
Yes.
And now she's high-fiving him in the other direction.
She called.
Like, we ought to run as fast as we can to the left. And then like when they went too far and they realized everything exploded, they're like, we ought to run a lot faster to the right. And now they're high-fiving going that way.
Yeah,
it's just like, you guys are a joke, dude.
Mm-hmm. She was the one that successfully got the police defunded along with the other woke city council members. I think by 15 million, they got the budget cut. They still wanted more cut. Apparently, the protesters wanted 50 million in budget cuts for police alone.
The protesters. Yeah. You mean George Soros?
Exactly.
Yeah, like the protesters didn't be like, you know what I think? I've looked at the city's budget. And based on other cities that we've done this in, I've determined that the way that we can cut it the best is actually to cut 52 million. If we can get them to agree to 50, it's actually going to deduce the amount of emissions as well. They didn't do any of the math here, guys.
Oh, no.
They just got a word from somebody and were like, tell them you want 50 million. And then, hey, Ted, they're going to ask for 50. We're going to let you comply to 15, though. Okay. That's how it worked.
Yeah.
That's how it worked. That's how this is working.
And she wanted 18 million more after that, was mad that the other city council members voted. against it when they came up for the vote. But yet, is one of the things she said, she's like, well, white women need to stop using the 911 lines, you know, for stupid stuff and everything. It gets better. She then had to call. She called 911 because her and her Lyft driver got into a spat.
And her Lyft driver told her to get out of the car, right?
Told her to get out of the car. But was that necessary? She just told white people to stop calling the police
for these little minute, stupid issues.
Don't waste their time. That's why we have
our valuable police time. And they're dangerous. When police come around, everything gets worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she did that. How dare her? And then she's sitting there. She was trying to cut the budget even more. But during that statement by Ted Wheeler was nodding her head and putting up her hands and doing whatever it is she was doing as if she's like, see, I've been preaching that. No, you haven't. You've been saying to defund the police that you got what you wanted. And this is what's happening. The police aren't doing this. It's the criminals.
So interesting when people used to tell me that, like, well, no, but like, because they backtracked from it hard at first because of the crime everywhere skyrocketed, like Minnesota specifically.
Right.
And I was in Minnesota, like, shortly after, like, the George Floyd situation. And I had people messaging me, for a little while. And I was there for a wedding. And and somebody was like, they didn't want to actually defund the police. And I literally was standing in Minnesota, and there's this giant graffiti writing behind me that says, not kidding, this is the literal quote, actually defund the police. And so I just sent them a picture of me, and I was like, no, the mob really did want them to actually defund the police.
Oh no,
when it was just so obvious, dude,
when they were trying to backtrack it, don't worry, it got in on national and or international television because your girl AOC, she said all these people trying to say defund the police means to just move funds around, blah blah blah, no, I mean defund.
Yeah,
I mean,
she was very clear.
She was very clear. So I don't know what these people trying to sugarcoat it were thinking. They just try to backtrack. That's all they're doing right now. Backtrack, backtrack, backtrack. Like the press secretary.
Well, but at the same time, though, I can't. I mean, what else are you going to do? You have to keep face somehow. And you can't.
They act like it didn't happen. They act like there's not the internet. There's not recording cameras. So I don't understand.
Yeah. I'm with you. Like, if you pretend, look, and I'm not saying all police are good.
No,
okay. Let me be real clear.
Accountability is
the police are beneficial upon their allegiance to the Constitution. As soon as they become the city little bitches that are attempting to gain money from the regular citizens for doing things that are a victimless crime, and that are and they violate the Constitution by violating your rights to attempt to incriminate you so they can get some action going so they can be seen as a good officer, they're not a good officer anymore. Mm-hmm. Just so we're clear, okay?
Yeah, we
I
know
am pro good police. I am
good,
and I would even put my life on the line for good police. You know what I'm saying? To help them, you know, because they're fighting something that we don't want to be on the front lines fighting, okay? Honor police, the ones that do it right. And there is ones that do it wrong. And I encourage everybody to record every engagement that you have with police, whether your experiences so far have been bad or whether your experiences so far have been good, and to learn your rights. There's a lot of cool videos you can watch about auditing the audit, Long Island audits. There's a lot of audits where people do First Amendment protected activities and see if the police try to step over the constitutional boundaries and try to incriminate them. And often they do.
Yes.
And so it is important that you actually know when police are trying to do that. We are not saying that police are only good.
And
okay. But you are a fool if you think that they don't play some kind of vital role of separating you from the absolute lawlessness that exists in the world. Mm-hmm. So you've got to eat the meat and spit out the bones here a little bit and play a little bit of healthy, skeptical defense when you're around police, but also know in the back of your mind, these guys get paid 40 to 50 grand a year to potentially be killed.
All the time, every time.
What a shitty deal. Like, straight up shitty deal. Dude, I make a lot of money, and I don't know that I would get paid $300,000 to be a police officer because I wouldn't want the, like, this person got mad at you because you freaking arrested their cousin and now they're at your parents' house.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you think that stuff doesn't exist, dude?
Scary.
You know, not to mention if you enforce any law and it happens to be upon a black person, like, everybody's going to immediately assume racism for the first, like, 3 years until this phases out, and they go, well, I guess
I guess maybe every cop isn't racist. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
I guess some people do disproportionately commit crimes.
It's ridiculous to say everyone in a particular group is something. So not all cops or somebody saying it's something against blacks, not all blacks, somebody saying something against whites, not all whites. You know what I mean? It's this rule of absolutes now that we have is just ridiculous for people. We're human beings. We're all different. It's just ridiculous.
Right. Well, that used to be the melting pot ideology was you're an individual, regardless of what's happened to you, your religious beliefs, your political beliefs, your whatever.
Right?
That's
no,
we used to
right.
be able to go, hey, as long as you can pledge allegiance to the flag like I do, mm-hmm. I know you're safe because you believe and don't take my stuff and don't hurt other people.
Right.
You believe that. I believe that. We're good. That is not what's believed now.
No.
Even anti-racism demands that you hurt other people in order to fix the original racism.
That's true.
Right?
Yep.
And so all it is racism reverse. It's just racism the other way. Right? So you have to be careful with the new morality they're importing without voting on it. Right? And they're doing it through ideological campaigns to usurp the minds of people. They're doing it through Hollywood. They're doing it through politicians. They're doing it through liberal educators, which are now leftist, Marxist heavy Frankfurt School of Marxism ideology, right? You've got those
pastors.
Three components. Yeah. You've got some people in the church that have been doing it. Anyway, there's all these angles and they're pushing one specific ideology and you know, people like Andrew Tate stand up against it. And they're like, all of this is stupid, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever. And yes, he's a little bit, you know,
abrasive
and stuff too, but they cancel him because he's getting in the way. So anyway, you need to know where the arrows are coming from so you can have your shield in the right location, which is why my kids can't watch YouTube anymore. The commercials were too bad. They can't watch Hulu anymore. The commercials were too bad.
Yep.
Right. And by too bad, I mean too much indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
Like
what did Hulu have?
Hulu I canceled had Disney a Plus. Trans, as the Fitbit commercial, Hulu had a trans stripper, a trans stripper as somebody who wants to monitor their whatever.
Fitbit commercial.
Oh, they and that same Fitbit commercial was hilarious. They had a very large black woman.
I think
in
I
the
saw
middle of
part,
the ocean
I saw part
on a
of
surfboard.
This. I saw part of this
as
on
if,
your video.
Like acting like this is like the most diverse. Like, bro, I'm not saying that black chicks don't like to go surfing, but I'm pretty sure if you polled black chicks,
very
there's gonna big. Be a a very small amount that like surfing. If you pulled large black chicks, there's going to be an even smaller amount that love surfing. So I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. The person can't exist. But I'm saying when you're watching commercials, when you're watching TV, when you're watching ads, when you're watching anything today, when you're watching shows, all of it, they jam pack as much ideological subversion into it as they can. And then all you're trying to do is just eat the show. You're just eating the piece of beef jerky. And then, there's a little bit of shit in it.
Shove it.
I mean, you're like, this doesn't taste the same as normal things. That doesn't even match the pattern of what should have happened in this particular set of plot in this show. Am I just supposed to keep eating and try to act like you didn't just call me evil? Because my great, 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 great grandpa beat up Indians maybe once. This is weird, man. Like, everybody feels the same at this point, dude. Like, none of us would believe this. It's a melting pot. You either are shitty or you are good. Either you are a good contribution to your community or you're not. That's all I care about.
Nobody cares where you put your junk anymore. Nobody cares.
Oh, well, I care. I don't want you around my kids if you put your junk in
certain things. Well, you know
what I
mean?
Things.
In consenting adult relationships. Let me put it that way. You know how they're like, like we're in the pride and to show that you're okay, gay, you're good for you. Can you please get out of my way? I'm trying to check out of the grocery store.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. You have to clap before we let you check out.
Like, yes.
You have to applause before we let
brave.
You check out.
Stunning.
All right.
And
you know,
brave.
Well, so that's the thing, though. They're allowing things to be stuck in more and more things and calling it normal.
No, no, no.
A man married a mule in Alabama in the last couple of years. So
that
was interesting.
I saw that.
Anyway.
What about do you watch the
Jurassic Park? Oh, yeah, I tried.
Camp Cretaceous?
Tried.
Wait, Camp Cretaceous?
Okay, I didn't let him watch the third season because I knew it was going to have woke crap in it.
First
season, not so bad.
It was fantastic until this last season, right?
Yep.
They all of a sudden, girls just can't be best friends. No.
Yeah,
they have
hard
to be
left
lesbians.
Turns.
No, they
have
they
to
have
be
to
lesbians
be
at 14.
I forgot about their age.
Yeah, the fact
too.
That they're 14-year-old lesbians.
The show was so good. It didn't need any of that. now I was like, well, can't watch that anymore.
So yeah. I'm not letting my kid think something that the Bible doesn't call normal is normal yet. When they get them a little bit older,
but it was
I'll be like, here's what some people believe. Here's why we don't believe that.
Right.
And like where I grew up. And then here's why the biblical literature seems to indicate that Jesus is real. Here's Roman history books that seem to indicate Jesus is real. And if Jesus is real and these are his words, which we can trust because the Council of Nicaea, it still makes sense to me. Right. I can still defend what I actually believe. I didn't come by Christianity and Christian thought because I just was like, well, I just raised this way. Nope. I know what I'm talking about. Right. So and look, that's the thing. If you know what you're talking about, people can't just push you over with different new versions of morality where they call evil good and good evil, because that's what's happening right now. These people don't take accountability when the chickens come home to roost and the eggs that they have are toxic. So let's show one more example of this for funsies. Your favorite press secretary.
Our favorite. Yeah, exactly.
Honestly,
do we really want to watch this?
She's not really my favorite press secretary. I would say she's
sarcastic.
Yeah, obviously. She's terrible compared to Jen Psaki. And Jen Psaki is terrible compared to Kayleigh McElhaney. Whatever.
Sorry.
Trump's chick. Trump's blonde chick. You're Sarah amazing. Huckabee was decent, but Kayleigh McElhaney was the pinnacle,
she
dude.
She was like, bam,
she was
bam,
like an American classic right off the bat, dude. She was such a champ.
Now that is someone you want to like emulate just as a person. Like you look at her and you're like, okay, she's so organized. I need to start doing that.
Yes, she had her handy dandy notebook.
And just on it, like on it every time they asked. She was amazing.
She brought the receipts, dude.
So here we go. This is the press secretary.
And again, we see majority of Americans who disagree. And so when you are not with where majority of Americans are, then, you know, that is extreme. That is an extreme way of thinking.
Okay, so the bar has been set. The bar has been set. The bar is set by her. Extremism is when you believe something that the majority does not believe, which is a stupid definition to begin with. That's like something a seventh grader would have said. So that's not something somebody who would have thought out things would have said out loud. That doesn't make sense, right? But we'll let it slide.
So that's extremism, right?
Okay, you want to call that extremism?
So not agreeing.
Let's see
with
that.
The
let's see that tweet from forever ago.
So
from Homegirl, 2016.
Here is her tweet: stolen email, stolen drone, stolen election. Welcome to the world of unprecedented Trump.
Stolen election?
December 17th.
Did the majority believe that the election was stolen or not?
No, not in 2016.
I don't think they did. Well, that was a very extreme thing for you to say.
She sounds like an extremist.
Wow.
Yeah.
But here's my favorite part. Old Deucey rolls in.
And he does his name.
He does the Deucey. He drops
the
deuce.
New attention on the MAGA Republicans. You tweeted in 2016
I knew this
Trump
was coming.
Stole an election.
I was waiting, Peter, when you were going to ask me that question.
Well, great. Here we go. You tweeted Trump stole an election. You tweeted Brian Kemp stole an election. If denying election results is extreme now, why would
So let's be really clear. That comparison that you made is just ridiculous. You're asking me a question. Yes. Let me answer it.
And you said it was ridiculous.
I was talking specifically at that time of what was happening with voting rights and what was in danger of voting rights. That's what I was speaking to at the time.
The new attention on the MAGA Republicans. You tweeted in 2016
I knew this
Trump
was coming.
Stole an election.
Peter, when you were going to ask me that.
Don't you love how she does that? Don't you love how she just goes, I was waiting for you to ask me that.
I knew somebody would bring this up.
I knew it. She's trying to fool you. I'm 10 steps ahead of you when she truly isn't. Like, she totally dodged the question. She totally dodged the Trump part of that question, which was the 2016 election. When she was talking, when she was denying Governor Kemp being elected,
right?
She was
talking about the way that they,
the
voting rights
in Georgia
thing,
which has been debunked. Okay, record turnout that came out for Georgia after they passed that law that was supposedly racist, but record turnout for Black Americans, I believe, in that particular election. However, did you notice she didn't address the 2016 part of that question?
Right,
she
which was you that saying tweet. That Trump was an unprecedented.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So not the real president. Oh, okay. Yes. So that's an extremist view. And now the MAGA Republicans are dangerous for that view, which is like 75 million people. At the end of the day, these people cannot eat their own words because the morality and the guidelines and the boundary lines that they establish are not adherable. You cannot right. adhere to them because they're fluid. They change all the time.
They pretend like they didn't say it in the first place. That's what just irks me. Pretending like they didn't even say it. Like Ted Wheeler, like her saying, no, what I meant was this.
Well, that's the thing about all these people is they wouldn't last in a 15-minute cage match of conversation. You're not allowed to leave and you're not allowed to call me racist. Let's talk for 15 minutes.
Yeah. You know, Ben Shapiro said he's been asking, speaking of that, they won't debate you. He said he had asked AOC several times to debate and she will not do it. Live debate. Nope. She will not do it. It's because she can't. It's exactly what you just said. Like, they know that they can't.
Yeah. When you don't have the high ground of intellectually walking through your positions, you know, I don't know. I want to get in situations where I can demand people either explain what the hell they mean or lose the conversation and go, you're right.
But that's their job. What I don't understand is that's their job. You're a politician. You're supposed to do that for the people. Why are you
so bad at this dialogue? Right.
Right. Right.
These people that are super, the militant woke people that are like pushing a lot of these agendas think that there's so much depth and nuance.
Yeah.
So they just call old things that everybody already called something new things. And then they'll be like, well, it's not that like, I think your definition of racism is too simplistic. I think that you're looking just at surface, like is somebody actually racist, but you have to realize the system that they're in systemic
unconscious bias.
And your unconscious bias. Yeah. And then you have to realize like the entire system perpetuates this. And like, yes.
And you being part of that system as a white man makes you racist.
Right. And so every purchase that you make at Amazon is actually contributing a little bit to white supremacy. Right. So even though you don't think you're a white supremacist, and then you're just guilty all the time. You can't do anything about it. And what's the solution? I don't know. Some Marxist teacher is going to tell us because that's the only role model they have. Oh, and by the way, they're owned by freaking George Soros. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. That sounds like a better option than the people who founded the United States of America and decided to have freedom. And it's the place that all immigrants desire to come to so that they can have freedom. But somehow it's the most racist place on the planet. We take in double the immigrants of the next closest country, which is Germany. And we take in almost double their immigrants. We do double the next closest country, yet we're somehow racist. Why is there so many people lined up to come here? Why are they lined up to be here? If it's so bad and white man has destroyed everything, why in the world would they come here to figure out this is a good life for them? It's not a good life for you. Don't you know we hang you by gallows? Unless it's not true. And it's actually a land of opportunity, as they always say. It's perfection here. Even if the white man Biden destroy it, we got guns. We can shoot that bastard and raise that thing back up.
Yeah, that's what I don't think they're anticipating with all these Latinos coming. Latinos, we have like a more conservative values just at the bottom. Of course, there's not very good people coming over, but they are bringing in all these people because it's a voter base. They're importing a voter base. And they're hoping if we give them a bunch of free stuff with our tax money, they're going to give them a bunch of free stuff that they're going to be like, hey, when it comes time to vote, you know who to vote for, okay? All right, cool.
Then they all light one of their Catholic candles and go, but we don't like abortion, though.
That's the thing. It's very religious. Latinos are very religious, and we have conservative values. Now, is that everyone's being Americanized with the modern feminism and all this good stuff, but for the most part, our population is more conservative-leaning. So I don't know what their whole
machismo
thing is
still exists.
Yeah.
Classic gender roles.
Well, it's just believing in the nuclear family doesn't mean that things haven't like evolved, and it doesn't have to be like, you know, you consider your wife like a wench or anything like that. It's a bit more modernized, but it's still the nuclear family is just so important. Whereas all this Marxism and liberalism that we have here believes in no father. So. Yep.
Well, guys, we hope that the chickens came home to roost for you today and you got proven to be not as crazy as they're making you out to be. God bless you all. Check out
Actually, leave a
the
comment.
Podcast.
leave a comment of something that you were right about, or that your friends called you like a conspiracy theorist, or was saying that, that basically you were a conspiracy theorist, and then it ends up being true. The chickens came home to roost, I'm assuming.
You can use that, sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure. I don't know.
It works. You know, you just use it for whatever. My glass is empty. The chickens really came home to roost on this one. I got to get some more water, you know?
Exactly. So, who knows? Use it for that. Yeah. Yeah. But comment below if something like that has happened to you recently.
Yeah, and what was it about? Was it about how the 100% effective vaccine, you needed four of them?
Should you tell them about the thing? About the article
PubMed,
you showed me?
Yes. PubMed?
Tell them real quick.
Nah, no? I'll save it. I'll save it.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, we're one of those people. Like,
I'm so sorry, everybody. Okay, but we got to do
it.
You got to tune in next week. It's just the way things are. We hope you're doing good. God bless you guys. Have a good night.